advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King. Retard.
You say funny things.
Gonna be a bad one.
Oh, it's gonna be a great fucking show. Is what it's gonna be.
That's pretty good.
Get himself pumped up.
It was like Shrek.
Yeah. Shrek.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
I have to fucking fight you for it.
Gotta make a blue.
Do it.
That's what I always think is a parable.
Yeah. Like dogs.
Sketchy party. Like dogs. Yeah. Out dogs. Yeah, I like dogs. I like caravans more.
Oh, proper fucked.
Say this word. Julia Gulia.
What the Laguvaloon? Lagavulin?
It's Lagavulin.
Lagavulin?
Yeah.
Lagavulin. Well, that shit's good. I'd forgotten we had this, but it tastes like a lot like Lafroig or something. Like the soup.
But does it taste like freedom?
It does a little bit.
Why are you doing Irish?
It's not Irish. It's not really. It kind of goes between Irish and Scottish. Sometimes I'll just call like Australia. You never know.
It's that guy Irish. Technically.
Gutter.
It applies later, something. I guess. I know you got a Techo winner. Or wherever you're going to go.
I got a question if you guys want to do that.
Let's hear it.
Sure.
It's from Rob Kaufman. You know Rob.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that wore our shirt to a Nickelback concert. Like a fucking asshole.
That's not
true
Rob
American
Kaufman.
Asshole. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Who was that?
That's Blue Eyed Mafia you're thinking of.
That's not Rob Kaufman?
Nope.
Oh, well, fuck you, Blue Eyed Mafia. I hate
two
you.
Different
still thinking
people.
About you.
You made Rob me forget Kaufman. His name right now. The actual Blue Eyed Mafia that went to the Nickelback concert. I can't think of his name now. He's going to be real sad.
He's handsome.
So about
yeah,
Rob
he is.
Kaufman.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, Rob Kaufman, he's a serial male rapist. He asks, have we ever made a male hook anew? And if so, do we cut them from the back and use the genitalia as the skeg, kind of like a surfboard?
What's a skeg?
Like the fin. Like the surfboard fin, you know, stabilizer fin. And the second part of the question, and would this be a higher end hook anew compared to those with no skeg?
It depends on the cock.
That's true. It could be a smaller skeg.
Right. I mean, if it's Asian, you're not getting much drag. So.
You know what? We haven't done the male yet. So it's just been, they're all no skegs. So
I've been
far.
Practicing.
Have
but
you? With
yeah,
males?
I'm not actually part of the group. So I just do it on my alone time.
He does it on a CPR dummy. Yeah.
Those are no skeg though. So we don't really know.
No, he hot glued it.
Yeah, hot glued it. Yeah, his mom's that he found.
Mail order the real doll.
Leftover.
You did inherit quite a few of those when she died.
Yeah, right. A suitcase
full of them.
Yeah. It wasn't a suitcase; it was a pillowcase. We ain't high end, motherfucker.
a pillowcase full of dildos. How do you like to get beat with a pillowcase with a dildo in it?
Oh man,
that's rough.
You can call that the party sack.
Yeah.
So that answers that. No, we haven't done the skeg yet. We might try it out though. So yeah, that's Rob Kaufman's question.
So how did he present that question to you, or? Was it on social media?
Yeah, social media.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We have a Techo winner, right?
Yep.
So what'd you do? What do you do? When do you post your post? Because Terry even didn't know.
On Friday, I try to be good. On Friday by like about minute. Dinner time, because I usually use pictures of my dinner. So
but that goes on the actual Sofa King podcast Facebook.
Not in the group, yeah. On the real page.
Right, on the actual page.
Yeah, let's be honest. It's about, let's be lesbians. It's about getting advertisement for, you know, El Yucateco. So okay. I put it on the public page because for one, it can be boosted. Yeah, we'll pull the curtains
nobody
back a little bit.
Can we get a show of hands of everybody out there listening who actually go to the official Facebook page?
Our hands are so quiet. You can't really get a good count through the microphone.
Yeah, that's a bad.
I'm seeing them right now. You guys can't see this shit?
That's bad radio.
I'll tell you what, a lot. Even, you know, they get a lot. It's a lot of shares. There's a lot of comments on there right now. There was a bunch on this one.
Yeah,
like three. I've got like 32 hands so far, and that's just on Monday from the early listeners.
It is quiet. Yeah. You should have said, can you get them to clap or something? Yeah,
Terry did meth.
I don't need them to clap.
No, he gave them the clap.
I can see it. Mental picture.
How did you even get the clap?
They've got injections.
How did you get the clap?
Yeah, that's impressive.
You get one injection, then you take some pills, right?
How long does the clap last? It was like, is it on the rim of your mom's urn? Can we go back there? I just want to know.
Already.
I mean, just in case.
Did you catch it at a Brony convention?
It could have been at the Brony convention.
So last night,
or the furry
at my birthday, Terry was there, and I literally tried to buy on the last part of his mom's ashes with what was in my pocket.
I thought that was last Saturday.
No, that was yesterday. That was last night.
I was brokering the deal.
Isn't it like,
don't try to mess with yesterday. He knows he's doing the cool thing where we try to pretend when it came out. Yeah.
All right, White Dave, you can calm down.
You're doing good. Yeah. You're doing good. Orange beard.
But so anyway,
I handed him $15. The last piece of
you didn't even have $15.
A pocket knife. I did. I had $18 actually.
But you were going to keep a dollar for what reason?
I was going to buy
chapstick.
Jergens lotion to mix the ashes with. Okay. Yeah.
Damn dollar store.
So Techo winner.
Sorry,
Robert Visor.
Visor.
You know what? Visor.
Yeah.
Visor. V-I-Z-O-R. Visor.
I can't think of fucking Nickelback's name now.
Doesn't matter.
I'll find Lumanger? It.
Rob Kaufman.
Nope.
That's who that is.
I think it's Rob something because you're saying Rob, but the Kaufman thing fucking ruined me.
What did Rob do to win, by the way?
He didn't win.
Oh, he didn't?
Oh, this is Robert.
Oh, he had the...
This is Robert. I'm on Roberts right now.
Sorry.
Robert Visor, Vigor, whatever you want to call yourself. He posted that he married it, made it his wife, and they're very, very happy together. So it wasn't, I mean,
the crazy part is he's actually able to get his dick in the end of that bottle.
So the short story is that he was the only motherfucker that replied. Is that what happened?
There's not. Why are you hate on the page? Yeah. There's lots of replies.
A close second was Margaret Humbersack.
That is actually how you pronounce her name, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Humbersack. She posted that she turned hot dogs into dinosaurs using a special blend of Chipotle. So
how does that actually not a good win? Picture.
Huh?
It's got hot
because
dog dinosaurs.
I fucking decide.
It's because Brad picked it. I'll be honest. Wins. I was kind of leaning towards the dinosaurs this time.
No, I was
don't
too.
Even have a say in
but guess
this,
what?
But, you know, it's...
I never seen Robert Visor's name before, and so I picked him because that's how it fucking works.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I liked it.
Calm down, Daddy.
Margaret's like a celebrity amongst the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. For her dinosaur pictures.
Yeah. She's like Julia Roberts and fucking Pretty Woman.
She's a hooker.
Yeah. She's a hooker.
Basically.
Yeah.
I'm stalking. Yeah. I mean, sorry.
Guys kind of take her out, you know. Buy her
time.
Clothes, show her good time.
And she'll
drag
just,
her through the salon.
She gives them blowjobs in return, basically. Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's legal.
Yeah.
Where she lives in Arkansas.
We got some whiskey. Actually.
We didn't get whiskey. Well, no,
okay, we'll be up front.
You got it for your birthday.
But we didn't have any whiskey to taste. At my birthday, I received several bottles of whiskey. All I got for my birthday was whiskey and peanut butter.
Because you're not an alcoholic.
And my friends,
what type of peanut butter did you get? Because he messaged me.
Weird. It was like I don't even know. It's like from Lassen's. It's some hippie shit.
Jalapeno peanut butter.
No, it was asshole. Like Happy Squirrel fucking Nature's peanut butter. Like I had to stir it for like 10 minutes.
He
it's
asked
made with
me.
All happy nuts.
It was really good though. I had several spoonfuls last night. It was really good.
Yeah, he asked me what type of peanut butter you eat, and I was like, I don't fucking know. I was like. I told him choosy moms choose Jif.
I do.
And he was
Jif.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
I have to tell myself every time though. Damn. I don't do Jif because I necessarily love Jif. It's because my wife gets pissed if I get Skippy. So I buy Jif for the
Skippy?
Sake of the family. I don't know the lids teal or whatever color that is. All I know is I buy the red lid. I'm like red lid.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's
so
fine.
Do you have to get creamy or chunky? I know you've probably answered this a million times.
I did creamy. What I did do for a little while was grab chunky so that everybody would stay off my
and
peanut butter.
I knew it was creamy because it's harder for the dog to lick it off his vagina.
Oh, chunky. Yeah, but it gives it that extra texture.
The nibbles.
When you get one of those little pieces of nut that just kind of
you don't want them
across.
To nibble.
The dog's cautious.
You don't want them to nibble because that's when they pinch you. It's not good.
I like being pinched.
Now, the way you mentioned pinch, though, was just way too formal or informal.
Yeah.
So, okay, so to make it clear, this whiskey was not given to us by a listener because he probably won't even hear a shout out, honestly. But my friend, Chris Truitt, I've known this dude since like the fifth or sixth grade, brought me a bottle of whiskey, and he doesn't know us because this shit says brown sugar on it, but we're going to fucking drink it to be nice anyway.
Brown
he bought
sugar.
It for me. Because everybody knows,
you
if you're listening and you
trying.
Don't know, no, I give him credit for trying, but we don't like sweet or cinnamon whiskey. This shit smells like a cinnamon.
It's sweet
like
cinnamon.
It smells like Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be delicious, but I couldn't drink more than like a taste of it, I bet.
It does.
Let's see. I might be wrong.
It smells good, but it smells like...
So thank you, Chris Truitt.
It does smell like Cinnabon.
But
like
the one rule, the cardinal rule is don't buy a sweet whiskey.
Yeah. Or so smoky.
Yeah. No, I like smoky.
I don't.
You can buy me
smoky.
I want it to taste like a Band-Aid in a campfire. I like that. That's my thing. All right, you ready?
All right, anyway.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
That was horrible. What was that?
What was that?
Nah. I'm sorry, Chris. I love you, buddy. Since the fifth grade, but that shit is fucking rough.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's sweet.
That is like sugar water.
God, that's fucking rough. You could put that.
Take my face off.
I swear to God, you could put that on pancakes, right?
That's sweeter than most yeast infections.
Are they sweet?
Sorry.
Dude. Okay, I'm not going to deny that it's delicious, but it's delicious in a way that Cinnamon Toast Crunch is delicious.
That tastes like...
it tastes like you drink syrup. It literally tastes like we drink syrup.
That's for the weak of heart.
Syrup in a cardboard box is what it tastes like.
That one's for the ladies that wear lipstick, not for the electrician women. That's my new thing.
That's for all the heart-shaped boxes out there.
Yeah. If you think that your girl might have the haircut from Drago from Rocky IV.
If you like Fireball, you'll like that. Did you say
that was a hot haircut? What are you talking about?
The Drago haircut. That means she might be an electrician. So if you have suspicions.
The Drago haircut.
Yeah. If you have suspicions that one of your lady friends might have a girlfriend, you just say, I think she might be an electrician. It's not offensive that way.
Yeah. Did you say what kind this was?
We didn't say it, actually.
It's made by Heritage Distilling. It's called BSB. It's brown sugar bourbon. So it gives away right there.
A lot of people might love that shit, so don't get us wrong. It's really sweet, though. Yeah, it tastes like maple syrup.
I like sweet.
If you like Fireball, this is kind of, it's like less
Fireball
cinnamony.
Fireball is more like the candy Fireball.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. This has a similar flavor, but less cinnamon, more sugar. So if you're not into the hot Fireball, this has like a little bit less cinnamon. And a lot of sugar.
If you're trying to get a junior high chick drunk, this is what you probably use.
I'm telling you, you're on track there.
Yeah.
Like Edgar Allan Poe could use this shit for sure.
He dev sure could have.
So that's that. If you're wondering how to watch us live, we do live shows occasionally. We were doing them.
You said doo-doo. That's doo squared.
Wondering how to doo-doo us live. Did I? That's weird. Watch us live. We have a group that you can access. Our patrons that support us at $10 more get access to this viewing group. So just go to patreon.com/selfkingpodcast.
I rolled across a podcast that archives all their old episodes, and you can't listen to that shit unless you pay them. I was like,
"Could do that." Yeah, but no, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that. But I was like, oh, that fucking sucks. I can't listen to this. You have to go pay him to listen to it. That sucked.
And then also I did a Sculpt Member of the Month last week. Mm-hmm. So I was just going to tell people how you got picked, which it's easy. I just ran across somebody that, you know, had a bunch of posts. You should do it of the week, though,
because like of the month. Did something funny. Do it again?
No, I'll do it again. Yeah, I got it on here. I got my notes.
He's all new Brad.
It's new Brad. It's 2018. I fucking told you.
We call him Evernote Brad.
See, he's coming out swinging.
So just post, comment, ask questions, tag us, in the group.
Fly to China.
Yeah, it could be in the group. You could be, just if you're not in the group, if you don't want to be a part of that fucking redheaded stepchild.
Hey, wait a minute.
You know, just go to our Instagrams, go to, you know, our main Sofa King page and, you know, you can get picked. So, and you don't win anything. You just get some notoriety, makes you a little bit famous. Mm-hmm. So, that's that.
All I loved, I loved alone.
That's a
transition. Go.
Let me get my other notes up here. All right. Hold on a second.
Keep up with responsible Brad. I don't know anything to do about this.
So what time is it? We're still good. Yeah. So 13 minutes. Yeah. So if you didn't like the 15-minute intro, we did 13 minutes for you today. Yeah, so you this go. Is especially well, for
technically
you.
Technically, we're still rolling with that, so we can stretch it.
Yeah. No, I want to be
stretch it out. Yeah, no,
speaking of stretching out, I heard Ed Lashley has fucking stretch marks on his face.
He does on his cheeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does what's called the dragon. He has a swing in his garage and he lays on it face down and swings into giant cocks.
Yeah.
And that creates stretch marks on the cheeks like never seen before.
There's actually a contest. It's like exhibition at beard contests.
They're like
on the side, it's the stretch marks on your face. After the beard show's over and there's three people in the audience, he's the winner.
Yeah, he looks like a redneck pregnant woman, you know, with a half shirt on.
Like, ooh, I like that look.
Yeah, when he wears a bandana, that's what he looks like.
Pulls her jeans up and everything just sort of rolls right over.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
I love when we don't even know what we're going to say.
I don't have any idea.
Boss it to the universe. Yeah. All right, so.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Knock, knock.
This was.
On Heaven's Door.
Yeah, this was. This was the top.
I don't know why, though.
It moved up.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's been there for a long time.
It was the
now.
Top. Yeah, it had been, but it was like lower. And I was like, oh, Edgar Allan Poe. Like, I enjoy poetry. Like, I write, you know, I do music. So if you, you know, do music or, you know, spoken word or anything like that, you're probably into poetry of some sort.
Or if you're just some emo bitch from high school, you also know who Edgar Allan Poe was. Right.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
What are some of the titles of some of your poems, Brad? I read
She Almost Made It.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I had one that was called The Green Snake.
Nice.
Yeah. It, you know,
I had one called suspecting them. Mine was Bob Hope Smoking Dope. I actually found my poetry book from high school the
Did
other
you?
Day.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Mine's really like fucking just crazy random weirdness.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
You've seen some of my poetry when I was getting divorced on Facebook. Brent got scared.
Yeah. Brad for about like a week changed his Facebook profile picture to just a black fucking thing.
And not just because I was trying to be cool. Like,
no. And then wrote fucking some shit where I was like, damn, someone's going to die right now. Like someone's dying. And yeah. There will
That's
be
my Edgar Allan Poe shit. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, no, I enjoy poetry. Edgar Allan Poe, especially because, you know, I remember in high school reading books, you know, the short stories by Edgar Allan Poe, and you're just like, damn, this motherfucker is like.
I don't remember anything from high school. I remember having to like read All Quiet on the Western Front, The Odyssey, and
Of Mice and Men.
I don't think I read any of it though.
Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry.
I was supposed to read Huckleberry.
I don't think we read that.
I never did.
We didn't read that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know shit about this before we studied.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think there was any Poe in my like academic background of schooling.
And Napes of Wrath.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. What?
No. You don't remember? It's, you know, they had the field workers and they were all.
No, I know the Grapes of Wrath. Oh, I do. Yeah. I don't know Brad's version.
Napes of Wrath.
No, you Napes didn't read
that
of
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Had a little more forcible context.
Okay. So, Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. They called him the Tomahawk Man.
Yeah.
They did. Because
he was like the Yelp of the day.
Or a brother and a sister, too, but nobody ever mentions him. And his brother was even a poet.
I tried to find that a little bit, actually. Yeah. Did you find some stuff on him? Oh. He was this fucking secondhand poet.
I just found names.
That was good. No, I saw their
names. Why does he have six names?
Well, because he got adopted. So.
Well, not adopted.
No, the brother.
Yeah.
The brother. William Henry Leonard.
They all went to different homes. Like when.
So start in the beginning. He was born 1809. Yeah. Second child. And his dad abandoned him at age one, takes off, leaves the fucking family. And then his mom dies of consumption, what they call tuberculosis back in the day, a year later.
Yeah.
So he loses both his parents by one and he's basically orphaned.
What I found funny.
Yeah. Cause it's hilarious.
Yeah. No, I was orphans. Thinking they were talking about him kind of reliving a play that she had done. Cause they were, both of his parents were actors.
I saw that on
a
documentary.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he was saying like, he remembered vividly like his mother doing this play. And I'm like, this motherfucker was 2 years old.
He was three, like, I guess, like it landed on three, but
it wasn't
still.
he wasn't even quite three.
Yeah, funny, I thought three. The same thing. I tried to think, do I remember anything from three?
So no. Was he embellishing? I don't know.
I remember being stung by a bee when I was like two on my hand and it didn't even hurt. I just looked.
That's pretty traumatic.
That's a traumatic experience.
It didn't hurt though. And then I looked up and my mom was all freaked out. And then she saw that I wasn't even going to freak out. And she was just like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's because it's hard for me to remember stuff when I was like five, unless you see a picture or something. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember we were out in the front. I was riding my bike. Like, this is one memory I have. I was 5 years old. I was riding my bike. I had a Spalding and it had white mags on it, right? It was red with white mags.
All I see is
that's
like,
basketball.
I got a bike, right? And my mom started yelling. And so I rode back over. And my mom let the pit bulls out of the house.
Of course, he had pit bulls.
To get
She's
the
like,
lady.
The macaroni and cheese
well,
and Kool-Aid ready. Get back over here.
No,
give it to the dog.
No, there was a lady.
Him inside.
Yeah. There was a lady that went into our yard and she had, I just remember it was really weird. She was like cracked out. She had one high heel on and one barefoot, right?
You don't
the
have
other
a
high
anymore,
heel.
Do you?
No, the other high heel was behind her back. And in the other hand, she had a knife.
God damn.
And so, like, I don't know what she was doing, but she was like trying to get to my mom. My mom let the dogs out on her. And she took off like running down the street in the one high heel. yeah, I don't know. Like,
Eddie,
I remember
Eddie
that,
Murphy
though.
Showed up.
Yeah.
How old were
crazy.
You?
Five. So.
Yeah, okay.
I can't follow that. I was like, I remember whistling when I was two.
I don't know what happened before that or after that.
I once won a pudding eating contest out of a little cup and a stage at a strip club, but I mean, that's about it.
How old were you when that happened?
Seven.
What the fuck is going on?
This is bad.
No, I was 18.
Oh, I was going to say, no wonder your mom was so freaky in bed.
So his older brother, William Henry Leonard Poe, and he had a younger sister, Rosalie Poe. Mm.
It sounds sexual.
Oh. Did you see what she became? She
no,
was a teacher
I didn't see anything
of penmanship.
Oh, so she could write.
Yeah.
That's weird. So the brother was a poet also.
Yep.
And she became a penmanship teacher.
Yep.
Back in the day when there just wasn't shit to
that's
do.
That's all you had to right. do. Like, that's the boring, what do? I'm a wood chopper.
He also carried wood. A
that's why people's name is Baker and
life.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he kept a picture or something of
it
her.
It was a miniature.
Oh, I didn't see the miniature. I watched a documentary. I thought he said he kept a picture of her his entire life, but I didn't see miniature. That's crazy. Yeah.
So he may have been. Yeah.
That means she was a badass because she would have had a toy in Walmart.
Maybe.
Because right. she had a fucking yeah. action figure.
It was in Waldorf's though. Yeah. Like.
But he removed the clothing from it.
Is this true?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, this is going bad. So he may have been named after a character in William Shakespeare's King Larry or King Lear, a play that his mom and dad both were in. That's the one where he remembered her playing when he was two. So I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
I say he's a fucking liar and a thief.
I don't think you remember that.
And a fat mouth. He's a fat mouth.
He is a fat mouth. He's a fat mouth. And he has a Hitler mustache.
Ooh.
So as Brent said, his father abandoned him in 1810. He was 1 year old. His mother died from consumption, aka tuberculosis and diabetes. She had diabetes. Did I know she did.
Did she?
Yeah, no. Oh. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Well, we're going to get Brent on this one.
You are. I didn't read that.
So she was only 24 years old.
Sad, dude. All those bitches were buying dying of TV,
yeah,
like left and right.
The shitty thing was she was in a bed in a boarding house and all three of the kids were around her when she's dying.
I was thinking about that. I was like, damn, I bet they didn't have a bandana around their mouth. Nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
My wife works at the hospital. They get tested for TB like on Tuesdays, dude. Like constantly has some fucking thing on her arm waiting to see if it swells up to see if she's fucking kicked out of work and not allowed in there.
Well, that's what I was kind of worried about. I was coughing up blood when I was sick and I was like, fuck, like.
Really?
I was like, I'm going to fucking die.
No, I told Kim and she was like, fuck, you better get checked out. But then you said it was a sinus infection.
It was a sinus thing, yeah. So,
the guy that
still, still scary.
The
like,
dude that washes my windows was coughing in the lobby. I was like, you all right, man? And he said, what did he say he had? He said something. And I was like, CBD, C, something like that.
Oh, COPD.
Yeah, what's that?
That's where they can't breathe. That's like a smoker's thing.
Oh, okay.
That's where their lung capacity just goes away.
Yeah, he looks like a piece of leather holding a squeegee with legs.
Yeah, you got
like
your windows cleaned cheap, didn't you?
I literally let him clean the windows only because it's like I would just give that dude that money.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, but he's a cool dude. He does a good job. He gets a scraper, gets the tape off and all that shit, but he's going
to
die
I tell
soon.
Leatherface to take his chainsaw and fucking hit the road.
But what?
What are you going to do if he dies?
There's another window washer.
Oh, okay.
I counted him out. Like, and that's he got good. Pissed. It's funny. There was like window washer beef. That guy came in. He was like, so you got your windows done? I was like, God damn, were you counting water spots on my windows? You fucking knew I got my windows done by someone else? And I was like, dude, you kind of burned me before. I'm not having you do my windows anymore. Ooh. Yeah. I just told him. I was like, this guy's doing the windows now.
That was the slightly better. He looked a little healthier than the other guy. So Brent feels less guilty about fucking him over.
Yeah. And then the other dude, I told him, I'll trade you. I fixed a laptop for him and I fucking put a ton of work into it. I would have charged someone like $150 for what I did. I said, just wash my windows a bunch of times, dude. Cause he charges like 10 or 15 bucks. And I was like, just do the windows a bunch.
Then he just came every day for a
week. No, he disappeared for a fucking like 2 months. Like, what are you dodging? You have a fucking bucket of water and a squeegee.
He was
like,
probably in jail.
It takes you like 5 minutes, dude.
And you get the water from outside my building.
He's making $60 an hour. Yeah, he's using my pretty water much, in his bucket and a squeegee. He's making $60 an hour.
Did he use your soap?
No, I don't know. It might just be water. I don't know. Oh, it worked, though. The windows were shiny.
That's crazy. So Poe was taken in by John Allen. And
the
Francis
Allen family.
Yeah, Francis Allen.
It didn't really show the connection of like how they knew them or if they're friends
of
the family.
So
they're rich though.
So basically, when Poe's mother died, she was, I guess at that time acting, like doing plays and stuff was looked down upon. Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't really like the hot shit to do. And so people looked down upon it, but I guess his mom was like, kind of like people admired her. They
Which
thought
means
she was
hot as fuck.
Maybe. I don't know. Because if you look at Edgar Allan Poe, that motherfucker looked
Well, that one portrait
fuck.
You see, though, isn't depictive of how he was in real life. Like, they said he was very athletic. Like,
he was a leader. They said he was a leader. Yeah. You know, they said he was athletic.
Set a goal for a swim in the river we'll get to later.
Yeah, he went upstream 6 miles.
Yeah,
right. He did.
So, so he was a leader. He was athletic. You know, I don't know what he really looked like. I didn't really care to look it up.
His mom was hot. That's all I'm going on.
Yeah, I was trying to look her up, see if I could find her in the bushes somewhere. But
this is just a sketch. There wasn't even pictures back then. No. That's like Billy the Kid's
time. There was
times.
Pictures back
Barely.
Then. This is not even that long ago.
Yeah.
It was, no, what year she died?
Early 1800s.
Like 28 years ago.
1811. Yeah,
that was like fucking
Yeah. It's like 20 years ago.
They exposed some chemical fucking on a piece of Y2K, metal and you had to stand still for 15 minutes.
Yeah. They almost had Y19K. Okay. It was almost that time.
All the saloons shut down in a panic.
Yeah. So the Allen family, took him in. John Allen was a successful Scottish merchant, which you almost have the Scottish. Yeah. Too. From Richmond, Virginia. He dealt with a variety of goods,
including slaves,
cloth, yeah. wheat, tombstones, and
slaves.
White slaves.
Yeah. Oh, they're white.
Indentured servants. Yeah. They're not slaves.
So they were very fond of, Eddie's. I'm gonna call him Eddie.
That's what he liked to be called.
Yeah. They were very fond of his mother's acting career. So that's where that connection came from. They heard that she died, you know, which they probably got sent out in a horse and buggy memo or something. I don't know. They had a banner behind it.
You must have been the cute one because they didn't take the sister and the brother. They just took him.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with them.
So that's actually how he got his name, though. So
Edgar Allan Poe.
Right.
Never formally adopted.
He also never signed Edgar Allan Poe. It was always Edgar A. Poe.
Yeah.
So never Allan. Just in case you're ever out there and somebody's trying to sell you an autograph. It says Allen, don't buy it.
He was, they said that John Allen spoiled him, but he was aggressively disciplined.
Yeah,
disciplined him too. So I don't know. And it seemed like later in life, like it was kind of like a weird thing, like more of the mom, like once Francis died, it kind of like John.
Well, they
like,
fell apart later when he goes to college because fucking Edgar Allan Poe's a quitter.
Well, I don't know.
So
that wasn't
that. A quitter.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Okay. So they sailed to Britain in 1815. He attended grammar school for a short period in Irvine, Scotland. He rejoined the family in London in 1816. He studied in a boarding school in Chelsea until summer of 1817. And then he was subsequently entered the Reverend John Bransby's Manor House School at Stoke. Newington. So I have no idea what the fuck that is. I didn't look it up.
Sorry, nobody cares anyway.
It sounded very fucking boring to me.
That was in Great Brenton. Brenton.
My point, the reason I even had that in my notes, Great Brentington. The reason I even had that in my notes is because he was a smart, well-educated man. And I, like I said, I knew of Edgar Allan Poe's poetry. I knew of his books. I knew, you know, there's movies that, you know, have been made after his works. And I didn't know kind of his background, you know what I mean? Where he came from. I didn't know that he kind of had a normal, besides his mom and dad fucking dying, you know, early on, or his dad leaving, his mom dying and not being adopted. But he kind of had just a normal life. Like they had money. They put him through school, you know, they paid for him to get an education, and he was treated very well.
His grandfather immigrated from Ireland. I didn't want to say it early, but I didn't know if that's why you started the show with an accent or not.
I will never explain myself to you, you fucking cocksucker.
It's not bad. You got the roll at the end. That was more Scottish, though, yeah.
Was it more Scottish?
Yeah.
But see, that's what Scottish. I'm saying. It goes like too many different ways for me to keep track of.
I like it. You sound like a ferry boy.
A ferry boy?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Ferry boy. Ferry.
All right. Well, ferry. Fucking back to the timeline. I don't have nothing until he's like 15.
Oh, okay.
And has his little affair with his friend's mom.
Yeah, that was what I had next.
Oh, really?
I never even told that story upstairs. One of my buddies like banged this like older woman at 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't go into any more detail because it would give everything away.
Which this kind of makes sense because what was his name?
Nothing.
No, was she married?
Nothing Smith. I don't know.
Oh,
That's a good one. See, I got good questions here. What was her name?
No idea.
Who was her son?
I actually know that, but I'm not saying.
So as Terry said, he was 15. He had a love affair with his friend's mom. She died shortly after of brain cancer. And it said that he wept on her grave.
For a while.
Day and night, crying, going to sleep. So he did have like this maternal need to have like a woman by his side, which later on in his life, it kind of proves that's what the case is. Like he goes crazy.
Women. He loses his mom.
Over again. Yeah.
And Mrs. Stannard, when she died, it said she gradually went insane too before. So like she died of brain cancer. So she kind of slowly lost her shit, and they all were there.
How do they even know that? They probably called it something else. Like they called it TB consumption. Like back in the day, what was that? It was consumption. Like your brain
consumption. You just went dumb.
They don't know. They didn't have microscopes.
Well, you never know. Maybe she had a tumor. You know,
they cut her open and checked it.
I don't know.
I think they just built. I mean, modern day science.
They might have known now. I mean,
they excavated her grave and checked for brain cancer.
You guys are acting like this is 1300s or something.
It is.
They had shit. This is 1824.
They didn't have shit.
They had all kinds of stuff.
They had wooden teeth and still did bloodletting.
They had dentists.
Yeah.
The UK didn't have dentists yet, but we had dentists.
They still don't. It's crazy.
No, they still don't. Now. They just, they're high priced and over, you know, you have to go to Scotland.
Only their horses have dentists.
But
anyway, they're equestrian dentists.
They don't have veneers. That's where they get their veneers.
I have no idea where this is going right now, but I'm here for the ride.
Implants come from horses. Like, oh man, the cruelty of animals.
They're white, but they're big. They're large. Yeah.
So you said 1824. So this is where, after that, I mean, it's kind of, he's has a normal high school pretty much besides banging his buddy's mom. He's smart. He gets through high school and, he gets old enough to where he's trying to make a living. Like he's pretty much one of the first writers to try and make a living.
Don't just skip though. He writing. Went to the University of Virginia and that was like established, by, Thomas Jefferson. And he tried to make it a self, governed school. And I immediately thought about the movie Accepted. Have you guys seen that movie?
Mm-hmm. No.
You never seen Accepted?
No.
So these
they get crazy.
Like these kids don't get accepted to college and they want to tell their parents they're going away to college. So they fucking go find like an abandoned high school and convert the whole thing into a fucking college. And then like the students are the
sounds
teachers
vaguely
and a bunch
familiar
of shit.
Now.
So that's what Thomas Jefferson tries to do. He makes this fucking anarchy school. And so that's the University of Virginia, I guess, like to this date or whatever. But that's how it started. And they were supposed to like just self-govern themselves. Figure out the curriculum.
Well, they had to
call
the cops in like all the time because it was so crazy.
Well, he only made it through like a year of it or something. I think
there was even a professor that was killed at that university.
Hey, you guys want to know what else is crazier? That's in 1826. I was still in 1824.
Are you going back to step mommy?
The military. Oh, you skipped a whole portion of his life.
No, you said he like grew up and shit.
No, 1824.
You glossed right over the fact too that
1824 he enters the military. He's served for 2 years, which puts it at 1826 where he goes to college. Okay. Thank you.
So for, I think he enlisted in the army.
Yeah, he enlisted in the army because he was broke.
Well, also May to 20, escape in, debtor's prison because they still had that back then.
Yeah, that was in 1827 for the record though.
No, 1824, served as lieutenant.
One star review.
The Richmond Youth Honor Guard.
Yeah, that's the honor guard. That's like the fucking color guard.
So you
in college.
Skipped,
that's
you skipped,
not the
see,
army.
You skipped it. See, you didn't even let me finish what I was
John
reading.
John Allen sent him off to the University of Virginia in 1827.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it was only the second year of the university.
It's because the color guard at his fucking school had some cool fucking title. He was spinning flags and shit.
All right.
For the army.
So on his deathbed, so he died shortly thereafter.
We're all over the fucking place. Jesus Christ.
So anyway, so 1824, he's in the color guard. He does the flags. What do they do?
He spins the white rifle.
Indeed.
And then
with gloves on.
Yeah. So 1825. I guess his uncle died. Did you guys read anything about that?
Yeah, so Alan's brother dies and leaves them like what would be the equivalent of like $750,000 or something and land. So his uncle becomes rich. Not that it's going to help him. His foster father becomes rich.
Yeah.
He never actually adopted.
Nice guy who takes care of him becomes rich.
It's Foster's, Australian for father.
But he keeps gambling away any money that he's supposed to spend on his fucking dorm or clothes or food and keeps getting himself in debt. And that's how he ends up finally just dropping out of college.
Well, see, I watched something that he was, he didn't get sent enough money.
Yeah.
So like his, John
but
sent
the
him
the
to college.
The truth was he was gambling it away though. That's
no,
the
no. Alan sent him to college without any money whatsoever.
So
he got into gambling to try to live and survive.
I saw and read alternating versions of that.
So we have two things. So it said that he gambled his money away, that he had an issue. But what I had seen in more sources than one was that he didn't have enough money to survive. Right. And he kept calling John, like saying like, "Hey, I need more money. I need more money." And he was like, "No, it was time to cut ties pretty much." Like he didn't want to deal with him anymore. And this is where he has trouble getting into the gambling debts. And
at that point, he's unable to support himself. So he actually enlists in the military. Yeah. So that's where he goes to the
military.
You
guys are skipping over something pretty cool, too. Because when he was in college, he drew like all over his dorm room, like the walls and the ceiling and stuff. And people, like students would come and check it out. And he would like show off and he would read them his writings and stuff. So that's kind of where he got his first little taste of having people accept his writing or want to.
They actually said at that point he was like so talented in both that they didn't know if he was going to become a poet or an artist.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he
could have been either.
He was kind of equal at both. So sorry, we did.
Which is crazy. Like,
mostly
kind of,
drew dicks, though.
Yeah, and I didn't really look up his artwork. I don't know if there was a whole lot of it online.
There wasn't much to find.
Yeah, so maybe he. I mean, I guess once he started writing, like that was kind of it, you know. So
he joins the army and has to lie. He says he's. I don't know why. 18? You couldn't join the army. He was 18. He lies and says he's 22. To join the military.
I didn't know.
U.S. military. So I don't know why he had to lie about that.
I think he lied just because he lied for his name and also just to get away from the, like, further himself from who he was.
Right. Yeah, maybe.
So he gets paid, like, was it $5 a month or some shit?
I don't remember. But he did enlist as Edgar A. Perry.
That's right. Yeah, another name. Yeah. And he has another pseudonym at some point that he writes under, like, Henry Le Rene. Well,
the first two books he self-published, the author was listed as the Bostonian.
Yeah. Yeah. Henry Le Rene is the.
Yeah. Is it the Boston Ravens or something like that? Is that a team?
Baltimore.
Yeah. So I don't know fucking sports.
Yeah.
They're named after him.
Poem. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Well, he's buried in Maryland. He was spent a lot of time there. So
I didn't know that.
So anyway,
interesting.
That's their hometown hero.
Huh. He actually does really well in the military, though. Like, he was promoted, like, immediately.
Until he decided he didn't want to be there anymore.
Right. There was a weird... He became the artificer. That was the weirdest word. I had to fucking...
Artificer?
The artificer. He was in charge of artillery. And
say
it's called
it one
the
more
artificer.
Time for us.
Artificer.
All right.
Yeah. And then he finally became... after 2 years, he became sergeant major for the artillery, which was, like, the highest rank he could get and doubles... So he's making $10 a month at point doing that. But he decides that he wants to be discharged. But it's really weird. He has to come to an agreement with, like, his fucking officer, whoever's in charge of him, that he will reconcile with his stepfather, caretaker, whatever you guys want to call that guy.
Also, at this time, to kind of go back into the whole ladies of his life, his foster mother had tuberculosis.
Yes.
And his foster father was busy fucking everything in the house with her.
Urns.
So, like, didn't even give a shit that she was dying in there. He's just like... Oh, you can come on back to my house. Don't worry about my wife on the couch coughing up blood. We'll go fuck in the other room.
Got no regrets, though. No regrets, man.
Yeah. You
gotta,
you know, you're going to die early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. Like, you got to bang it out. You got to do what you got to do.
It's BJs or TBs.
Yeah.
So you got to get one of them, dude. Yeah.
You don't want, true. You don't want
he
TBs.
He might have thought maybe his time was numbered.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably was going to get it, too. Yeah.
So he talks his commanding officer into doing an agreement with him that he starts writing letters to stepdad. And then finally he works it out where his stepdad agrees. Like, he comes back and he misses mom by one day or something. He finally makes it home the day after her funeral, I think they said. Did you see that? So he makes it home the day after the funeral. And then the father agrees to cooperate with the commanding officer to agree to the discharge from the military if he agrees to go to West Point.
Right.
Which is fucking weird.
Yeah.
They're like, let me talk to your dad. Like,
tobacco farmers had some clout and pull
apparently,
back then.
Yeah. He's like, so they can, he works like a counselor and makes him make friends with his fucking dad again. And probably most historians say that dad, Alan, had a soft spot in his heart because his, like, wife had just died. And he's like, oh, you know, I raised this kid. I'm going to give him another chance, even though he's fucking gambling in college and dropped out and shit. He went to the military and tried to do the right thing. He's like, I'll let you discharge as long as you commit to going to West Point. So they work it out. He goes to West Point.
Do you just commit to go to West Point, though? Like,
he had to be accepted, but he was the highest ranking already. So he had, like, letter of recommendation from a tobacco.
Well, he was smart.
It goes a long way back then.
Yeah.
He was slave owner.
Yeah. Well, and like, that kept coming up too. Like, he kept sabotaging himself, like, over and over again. Like, and so right where he get where he's, like, on the verge of becoming somebody, he would sabotage
himself.
Well,
it's all of our friends today that keep going to college. Like, I have a ton of those fucking friends that just, like, don't want to grow up. They just, like, keep getting a degree and whatever.
I just signed up for college.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm 38 years old. This will be the first time I've ever went to fucking college.
Good job, I think.
But are you going to do something?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
That's what I don't know. I just want to take it to take some English classes to learn how to, like, properly format writing.
So no expectations.
Like, no,
that's,
not at all.
See, and that's fine.
You're probably fine. And you know what? In, like, 5 years, if you decide, like, I'm really going to fucking do college... Credits done. Right. Those are fucking done. You know,
except
what I mean?
Those classes don't give you anything. Probably.
No, if you continue
to
go,
417 pounds, and I probably don't have 5 years left.
Yes, you do. Don't be like, Jesus Christ! Don't say that.
He's gonna last as long as a hamburger on the counter.
But I'll tell you what. I'll sell you my urn dirt fucking cheap.
Ooh.
You want to take bids on it early?
Yeah,
we can buy it. We can't leave it to me for, like, out of friendship.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
We could do a live.
Who gets the money though? Like, do we leave it like on your doorstep? Well, or
I was thinking like $20. Jesus. Oh, you Christ, want us to prepay? Real money?
Oh, you want us to prepay?
Yeah, prepay.
Oh, prepay.
He wants to use the money in life.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. This is.
No, just
can I sell my urn?
Put it under the urn on the counter. Yeah.
No, how about just no more little Tina burritos and me and you start going for long walks on the beach?
I can't go for long walks on the beach.
Why?
I can't
even stand up for more than like 10 minutes. This is done.
This is done turned into a fucking podcast.
It's an intervention.
Yeah. Intervention?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so in 1829.
You opened that box, yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah.
I already forgot.
Just like we opened the urn.
Oh, yeah. Foster mom died. 1829, third older woman he loved to die.
Yep.
True.
Yep.
Real okay, mom
now
died.
Now I have his military career right here.
There you go.
Now they got past
it.
He admitted that the color guard didn't count.
Yeah.
Okay.
Color guard didn't count. I was getting confused. So.
All right.
Right at that time, he moves in with his aunt, right?
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
So he's off.
And future wife, right?
Happy. You
know, well, his aunt and her daughter.
That is
her daughter,
is the niece or whatever.
Yeah. So cousin. Maria first Clem. Cousin. Yeah, Maria Clem. And then he falls madly in love with his first cousin, Virginia Elise Clem.
But that doesn't go down yet, though, right? That doesn't happen quite
yet.
Yeah,
I think right away.
Maybe.
Yeah, right away because he kind of.
Right now he's creepily like, I'm your fucking cousin. I bought you a doll for Christmas.
Yeah, and he's.
He might be watching her like bathe and I don't know. Why do we even want to get into this?
I think
speculation.
This is the thing though. Like it's early 1800s, you know, like, well, almost, you know, mid 1800s. Like,
yeah. And people are dropping. So like your life expectancy might be 40.
I mean, and I've talked about this with my friend too, like, cause he watches a lot of Japanese anime and stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of it's like creepily child porn, like, but just drawn,
right.
You know, like they're like, he's like, yeah, this one's about these girls in high school. And I'm like, and they're like, their panties are showing. And I'm like, what's going on here? And he's like, well, you know, in Japan, they can marry at 14, you know? What? So like, technically these girls are legal in Japan. I'm like, yeah, dude, but we're in fucking America.
Right. And
I wonder if animation counts as a,
I really don't know. That. Yeah. I really don't know. And it wasn't like anime porn. Like he wasn't watching, it was like a show. And I was like, damn, like these girls are dressed like, you know, dressed scantily clad. And I'm just like, I have daughters. So it's kind of like, I'm like, you know, things change as you get older, you know, like it's, you know, if there's grass on the field, go play ball. No, that's not how it works anymore.
Right.
Things change. You know? So yeah. And I was asking, he's like, oh yeah. In Japan, it's like 14 years old and this and that. And I didn't look it up. I don't know if that's true, but
just
I'm like,
so you know, it's always half your age plus seven.
Half your age plus
what?
Seven.
Yeah. Always.
What is that? I don't know what that means.
It's so half your age plus seven.
So how old are you?
38.
Okay, so what's half your age? 24. No. 19 plus seven.
There you go.
19 plus seven.
Yeah. And that would be how old of a 26. Girl you could get with.
Let's restate that.
Really?
26. So, and that's about right, because you wouldn't want anybody younger than 26.
Because
they're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
No, 18 is not good.
No, listen to me. I need them to be young enough that they can't go out and party at a bar with their friends.
Why?
Because then they're going to... Then they don't need me.
Be more confident.
But
be more
once you get 26,
nobody
though,
else has Eddie Bauer love handles, dude.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's fucking leg rest.
You see, yeah, that's the thing. You got to get confident.
Yeah, right. You got to own it like fucking
like if like she Biggie walks Small, away, if she walks
you'd
away,
be sexy whatever size you are, Terry.
Yeah, if she walks away, she's out, not you.
I'm hot as fuck from like the neck up.
No. You are. 417 pounds of love muscle. Yeah, sir.
That's right.
Yeah, and you're pulling off a red shirt. I pointed that out earlier. Your complexion is very similar to mine. I don't know how you're doing that.
Look at how
I wear a red shirt and I look like fucking like Rudolph or something.
A baseball shirt? What is that?
No, it's the actual.
No, like the sleeves, three-quarter sleeve.
I don't understand.
It's a three-quarter sleeve t-shirt.
You know why? T-shirt. It's because when you get to like fucking whatever size
that is.
He's
got short-ass arms.
They can't figure out proportions.
I think I do, actually. I got short-ass legs, too, which is weird.
You should measure your reach, though, and see if you're C-low or if it's right.
Your arms, C-low or it's right.
C-Luosaurus Rex, how is it? If you measure your wingspan or whatever from tip to tip.
My wingspan.
Yeah, it should be your height.
Yeah.
It should be your height?
Should be.
If it's not your height, you got C-low arms.
I think C-low you're right. Arms. How tall are you?
5'9"? That ain't 5'9".
That might be. I have a measure. We'll do it on the break. I have a measure.
Shit.
Yeah, don't forget.
It's so
we were just talking about Edgar Allan Poe.
How in 1834 he was summoned to John Allen's deathbed, where he left Poe out of his will and left money to like illegitimate children and shit.
Well, yeah, he gave him a second chance. He quit West Point. That was the problem. He dropped out of West Point again.
That's
and he did it kind of gangster though. He he did it on purpose, like strategically, didn't show up to formations and was disobedient. And then he knew that if he claimed innocent at his trial, when he was being charged with disobedience and insubordination, that they wouldn't want to go through the trial. Cause like, we know this motherfucker's guilty. Now he's saying I'm innocent. They just discharged him.
Right.
Yeah. So he got out of West Point. Because he knew he wanted to be a writer, a fool. Yeah. He was good at being doing what he's going to do. He's going to be good at anything. He's intelligent.
Yeah.
So he excels at whatever he does, but he figures out that like at bad timing in history,
check this out.
That he wants to be a writer and try to make money doing
it. What do you guys make of Edgar Allan Poe as the military strategist?
Who knows?
Like if that fool would have went through like with West Point and he's like,
we would have had like battles that scarred other countries for years. They'd be like, this motherfucker came.
He might have been like Vlad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause he's so,
they
dark.
Built a deck and then killed all of our people and buried him underneath it. Like, and the deck's still there.
May the children drink the blood of their parents, their parents,
their parents.
I don't know what a ferret is, but I was going with it for a second.
And they drank the blood of their ferrets.
Family parents.
That'll parents? Work. I like it.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah, I thought about that, though. Like, I was like, what if fucking Edgar Allan Poe and another, like, you know, we have Dark Dimensions. Earth, yeah, alternative Earth.
Where Barry Allen is not the Flash.
Yeah, and fucking, yeah, he becomes this military strategist. Like, how fucking cool would that have been? Or not cool for other people?
Who knows? Because he was smart. He was very intellectual.
Yeah. So, anything more on West Point?
No, it's kind of cool. When he left West Point, though, he released another book, and the cadets from West Point financed it. Like, all his buddies from the West Point Academy.
I was wondering how he financed the books that he wrote after he got out.
He pulled off, because the first one he did, he, like, 50 copies came out.
All his own pocket. Yeah,
out of his own pocket. He only made 50 copies, pulling some Terry McGee shit. Nobody bought it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to West Point.
Sucks.
Yeah.
I feel your pain, brother.
He discharges himself strategically because he knows he wants to write. And then his buddies from West Point know that he's a good writer. Yeah. That's what he should be doing. And apparently some of the writings were kind of around some of the sergeants and shit at West Point. Mm-hmm. So they had an interest to invest in it because they wanted to see it published. And they knew that they kind of had something to do with it because they knew him at the time of the writing and they had heard it. So each of them donated like 75 cents, which back in the day, if you're making $5 a fucking month, 75 cents is a lot. They actually raised like $170 to publish that one.
And people are complaining that they're like scared to throw a dollar a month at the podcast. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. Fuck off.
You guys could be making history right now.
That's a cheeseburger with government nanotechnology embedded in it.
That is.
Ooh. I went down a rabbit hole last night. I'm just going to say that.
Well,
I
found out
that
there's
nanotech technology in McDonald's food.
Let your foot off the brake.
No.
I haven't got into it real.
No, no. So, I'm saying no right away.
You're saying breaks?
No. There's no nanotechnology in the hamburgers. They'd be a lot. They would cost a lot more.
I don't know.
Who's funding
this? Not if it's subsidized by taxpayer money.
That's what I'm saying. Who's,
they were saying some kind of weird like nano, I can't remember the things were like these weird transforming nanobots
in
water.
Wait a minute. I'm on board. I think this is true.
Brad's back.
Yeah, because somebody said it was actually on Facebook. One of our fans.
Oh, well, shit. It's definitely true.
No. One of our fans said they went to Walmart and were looking at pillows. They didn't look them up online. And then all of a sudden they were seeing ads online of the pillows they were looking at.
Spell pillows for me real quick. Come
pillows.
On.
Pillows. I ain't spelling it. You know how to spell
damn it.
That's one of Brad's words.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just caught it.
It's Leafs, Wolves, awesome. Lifes, Pillows,
Hello.
And Knives. Yeah. Knifes? Anything where the F should go to the V, plural conversion thing.
I didn't even catch that.
I don't hear it. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not bad.
How do you say pillow?
Pillow.
It's pillow.
Like pills.
You're saying like pillow is why.
Pillow, yeah. You're
like you have an accent
like
a little bit.
Instead of an I.
I have a friend that can't say. No, you're saying
he says
different.
It exists. It's a pillow.
Well, I can't talk
now
shit.
You kind of said it good. That was
I'm not talking shit because I grew up until my sister like ridiculed me for saying, can I get a napkin for my fingers?
You said napkin?
Napkin.
You said that you talk like that?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Why?
Because I'm
let's
white
be
trash.
You didn't use napkins.
I swear to God.
Oh, we didn't mention Rexlin.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, napkins, fingers.
Brent knows not of
something else too.
My dad said
washer. You wash.
Yeah, my dad said washer. He said filthy instead of filthy.
Filthy.
And he said washer, filthy. Something about the freezer. He called the freezer the ice box. Filthy washer. I don't know. Bunch like that.
It's get your satchel.
So this,
go to school.
This is the thing with that. Like
that's different. That's just a different
satchel?
Word.
Is it?
Satchel?
Okay. Yeah.
Satchel.
No, I don't know. Cause when I, and you've seen my writing, Brent, like when I write,
he's eloquent. Like it's impressive. Brad writing versus Brad talking.
Yeah.
Dude, this motherfucker, everything he does is impressive.
I don't know.
It kind of pisses me off.
I don't know. Like, I think maybe I'm thinking too. I can't. Maybe it's just the way I talk. I don't know. Like, my accent that I have, that I don't know why I have an accent, but.
It's just a high def TV with shitty speakers, man. Maybe, that's all it is. We love you, man.
I like that. I like that.
Go with it.
Or I got the 5K. 5K. But I got fucking real, realistic speakers.
You got 2.1 stereo. And the left one's blown, man. Yeah. That's all. You just can't get out what you're trying to.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Now, in 1835, he did assume a position as an editor at the Southern Literary Messenger.
Yeah.
Yep.
And was called, as Brad said earlier, the Tomahawk Man.
Yeah, and I like that. I got in. This motherfucker was brutal.
He was very
fucking
brutal.
Just, he was a critic. Like, he just talked shit. He talked shit on everybody. He didn't give a fuck.
He
like,
accused Henry Wadsworth Longfellow of being a plagiarist.
The third. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's some heavy hitting shit right there.
Yeah.
I only know Longfellow from some stupid fourth grade shit where it's like, I'm a poet and I know it because my feet show it because they're Longfellows or some stupid shit from when we were in grade school.
That,
wow.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wow.
That's what I got from elementary. I never learned anything about an actual
American
poet.
Literature, just like some bullshit. History.
Yeah.
And you've got playground. Nothing but playground.
That's it.
Yeah, playground phrases. That's where I spent most
You're
of my
a poet
days.
And you know it, huh? Yeah, in the playground.
Yeah. Spent most of my days.
I was doing the, because we had the Aussie version, you know?
Right.
And I was like, man, I actually came up
you
with
wrote
the whole,
it all.
Yeah, with the whole thing.
Let's
like,
do it, man.
Well, I don't have it on
Let's put
me.
It down. We'll get the music and we'll do it.
Well, this was when he was working there is actually when his aunt wrote him and she said that she had plans to send his 12-year-old cousin off to live with other relatives.
Yeah, and he got
like,
pissed.
Yeah, he lost his shit. He's like, wait, no. So he sent her a letter and then he even wrote one to his little cousin who was 12 at the time. And he's like called her names like wifey. My love, my
well, he said
sissy.
Sister, yeah, sister, yeah. Wife, cousin,
all
like
the
he
same
was
sentence.
All these
yeah,
things,
all the same fucking
yeah,
letter.
She was all these things to him. So, yeah, strange. Like the relationship between him and Virginia is weird because nobody really took offense to it, right? It's his first cousin, and everybody was like,
it wasn't a weird thing.
Married couple, like he literally did everything with her. Like they played the piano together. Like they went and you know chased each other in the field. They went, you know, they cooked dinner together.
Hopscotch,
you know, So the story, you know, the story is they kind of had like a joking relationship where he did something. He fucking like squatted and his fucking blew his pants out, right? Which I have a story like that too. That fucking it's not fun. And
yeah, my daughter's a dry tear.
Yeah, but my no, so is mine.
Oh, mine are blown out right now. I keep having to patch my fucking crotch. I don't know what's going on.
No, my daughter still laughs.
Well, this was the ass of his pants. Crotch.
I saw like an animation of that. Yeah.
So yeah, and she kind of snickered, you know, and like thought it was funny. You know, they had this playful relationship, and by everybody's account, it was a good, healthy marriage. Like, and she's just young. Like,
but it's so hard to defend. Like I don't.
I think it's time, like now it's weird, but I think back then how many other people were marrying,
well, that's the
not
thing.
Necessarily their cousins, but
my grandparents were only like 13 when they got married.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Shit, I don't
I mean, think if he was 52 and she was 26, it'd still be weird.
Yeah.
Right. That'd well, improve. Not as weird though.
That didn't prove anything.
No.
Nah, it'd still be a little weird.
I mean,
is that the half? No, that's exactly half. You're off by 7. You gotta do the
you're off by 7.
No, that's the Parks and Rec.
You're out of line.
Yeah. Aziz, whatever his name is. What's that guy's name from
Aziz?
Parks and Rec? Aziz?
Disease, Missouri?
Yeah. You never watch Parks and Rec? No. It's pretty good, man. It's not The Office.
Anything
but
Brent,
well, see,
anything
I don't
Brent
watch
says.
The Office either. Everybody tells me all these shows I should be watching, and I'm just like, I got.
Don't do
I can't.
It.
Not
don't
everybody likes awkward comedy. The Office is awkward as fuck. And
I like awkward.
There's
then you would love The Office.
Yeah, but there's funny moments in it, but a lot of it's not.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
That's Brad, though. Sometimes Brad and I agree on some shit.
No, we don't
that's
agree. True. On
Brad likes some cheesy fucking shows sometimes.
Does I do. I like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, he likes cheesy shit.
Well,
I can't do
cheesy
it.
Cheesy for me that I love would be like Scrubs.
No, he doesn't like cheesy on Scrubs. Purpose, though. He doesn't like cheesy on purpose. He likes some shit that was trying to be good and it came off like.
You got
to
get. See, this is the thing.
Like
some
a spaceship
shows,
crashed and all 7 people that were stranded on the fucking alien planet are like models and they're slowly getting picked off. That's Brad's
movie.
Is that
movie. On Netflix?
Brad loves that movie.
That's the 100. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I've
everyone's,
seen like 2 seasons of that.
All the chicks' hair is done.
Show.
Everyone's
see?
Wearing makeup.
This motherfucker's talking shit. See,
I'm not talking shit.
Because I told him you have to
some
get past.
Like, hey, some people like cantaloupe.
I told you. You have to get past the first few episodes.
Right.
See, but Brent, we have a funny thing at my house when we're watching movies. I'm like, oh no, Brent would hate this. This shit is not even real. Like, Brent, you can't do a flip in a car and shoot out of the sunroof and shoot the guy.
Yeah.
Brent would fucking hate this movie.
I have some of that
movie.
As well, but...
Right.
Yeah, I don't care how handsome Jason Statham
disbelief
is.
Disbelief for a little while.
I call bullshit.
Yeah. I can't stand Jason Statham. What? I don't care if this tears a whole, like...
I will fucking kill you.
I don't like
Snatch.
I love Snatch.
I love Snatch.
Okay, all right. Well, then you just got to stop there. Yeah. You can't say you don't like Jason Statham. You just don't like the roles he's picking.
I don't like the car thing where
Yeah,
what's that series though? That
running
had?
Around Crank? Driving shit.
Yeah, that. I can't do that.
Transporter?
Yeah.
I did Transporter 1. Either. I did Transporter 1.
Yeah, and that was good.
I think I was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. But yeah.
Not good enough for a sequel though.
No, Snatch is genius.
Nothing is good enough for a sequel. Mm. Nothing.
Harry Potter.
No fucking
Young
Star
Guns.
Wars.
Young
Harry
Guns
Potter's okay in my book. Indiana Jones okay in my book. The Mummy, no.
Jurassic Parks?
Journey to the Center of the Earth, yes.
Jurassic Parks
number two.
You're doing that to make me mad because of Brendan Fraser, son of a bitch.
No, nothing really deserves a sequel. I think that's just a bad decision.
You don't like Young Guns 2?
No.
Really?
Worse. It's worse than the first one.
Oh, you don't even like the first one?
No.
The first one's great.
It's like From Dusk Till Dawn. From Dusk Till Dawn, fantastic movie.
Agreed.
Two. No.
No.
Three. Why?
Did they change actors?
Fuck yeah, they changed
that's
actors.
That's the problem. You can't do that.
Absolutely. You can't do it. Well, Ocean's 11. Great. Ocean's 15. 27. No. Stop. Yeah. Like, fucking stop it.
Well, with From Dusk Till Dawn, too, like, I watched it not knowing what it was. So, for me, it was two brothers robbing banks, and I was all into it, and then it switched it up, and I was like, what? Wait, what?
If you didn't know.
And then I was like,
I don't think I watched
this
it. Vampires,
cool,
right?
Though. Like, I liked it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember, like, Antonio Banderas and, like, a guitar case or something.
No,
what's that?
Desperado.
That's Zorro.
Oh.
Or Desperado or whatever.
No. From Dusk Till Dawn has Cheech Marin. It's got George Clooney. It's got fucking Quentin Tarantino.
I'll try that tonight.
It's got...
next to Terry's arm span
what's her
hand,
name?
I'm writing
what's her name?
Dusk Till Dawn.
What's her name? Mexican chick?
Selma
Hayek?
Yeah.
It's got like Selma Hayek, half nude.
You guys like Dogma? We're way off topic.
I love Dogma.
You guys like Dogma?
Dogma's great.
That's classic.
Okay. All right. So we're on the same page on that. Yeah. We could sit down to dinner one time if we find the right circumstances, the right potato salad, the right movie, the mint chip
ice cream.
Where are you on a mint chip ice cream, sir?
Mint chip ice cream?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right. That's all we need to know.
I'm also okay with the fact that in 1842, Poe met
Columbus
with President
sailed the ocean
John
blue.
Tyler to request a government job, but showed up drunk wearing his coat inside out. So they sent him away before he met with the president. And he then came back.
Wasn't the president president? I kept reading that.
The president of the United States, John Tyler. Don't you know your presidents?
I don't know my presidents.
He was the 10th president.
Yeah. Who's the 10th president?
I was gonna say plethora.
Now, so
we asked the 400-pound man if he likes ice cream. What the fuck were we thinking?
Yeah,
obviously. Yeah.
He should.
I don't like fried ice cream.
He's okay with any. What?
I don't like the fucking bullshit ice cream with the orange and the vanilla and the chocolate.
Oh, Napoleon ice cream.
Yeah, that's
orange.
Off.
It's pink vanilla chocolate.
What?
It's strawberry.
Chocolate.
Orange. You're thinking.
Oh,
you're
thinking
creamsicle.
You're thinking sherbet.
I'm mixing sherbet.
Sherbet.
Yeah.
You did neo creamsicle.
Sorbet.
Those.
Neo.
Neo. You ever had Neo creamsicle?
I don't think so.
It's from The Matrix.
Yeah. So this is what I was talking about. Poe sabotaging himself. Yeah. Like, he literally shows up trying to go talk to the president about a job in, what was it, customs or in the customs house?
It was
in the customs house.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And he showed up fucking drunk like Brent. Fucking just stumbling.
Sauced.
Yeah, stumbling. So can't get a hard on. Just fucking smashed, right? And just peanut butter on his lips. Fucking, you know, he has a double package of Jif, one opened, fucking with a spoon in it. And
I'll duct tape pencils to that.
I got
shit.
A question for you on this peanut
I'll
butter.
Make a crutch.
On this peanut butter kick. When you open a new jar of peanut butter, you know how you pull it back and sometimes it leaves a little bit around the edge?
I throw it away. I don't do nothing with that.
Do you actually scrape off
nope,
the little
I throw
bit?
It away.
Really?
Yeah, I throw that away.
Waster.
Because I buy giant ass jars. There's plenty of peanut butter to go around. I went through a starvation period when I backpacked Europe that I had like a respect for food to the point that I ate the heel on the bread. But that's been like 20 years.
Kings and queens eat the heel.
I throw it out of the way now. Just get rid of it. It's in my way every time I grab bread. I throw that away.
You white privilege having mother.
Now I had respect for.
So
it.
You don't eat hamburger buns?
No, hamburger buns.
That's
different.
That's a heel.
No,
that's a heel.
That's a big fluffy soft heel. The other heel fucks up your sandwich.
Oh, you don't like the
it's
fucking...
Actually, you can
the
use
bungalow
the heel to
it.
Make a sandwich out of one slice of bread, though.
You can make a taco, yeah. I've done that. I'll agree with you on that.
Okay, or even hot dog buns.
You guys do like spaghetti?
You have
you guys
regular
do spaghetti
bread
tacos?
For hot dog buns?
You do spaghetti tacos?
No, I've never done
from,
that.
Right? You know what that's from.
What?
That's from that fucking kid show. Oh, what the fuck, my kids watch the fuck out of that show.
I've been eating spaghetti tacos since I was little.
I don't have kids, so
you gotta say since day one when you say shit like
since
that.
Since I was little.
Since day one.
No, not since day 92. One, since I was young.
Since 92. I haven't had a carb since
maybe.
92.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I've been making spaghetti tacos because we had an Iraqi friend and always had bombs, but that's besides the point.
Spaghetti was the bomb.
His spaghetti was the bomb.
He bought a bad llama though.
But he'd bring over pita bread,
right?
Like from the market,
from the dirt street,
Mediterranean market or whatever it was, you know. And you put spaghetti in the pita bread.
That's pretty great.
Cut the pita in half and put the spaghetti in it. Oh,
so I never made. Yes. So that's not even talking. You're not talking about taco shell though.
Talking bread.
Are you talking real like spaghetti or white people
spaghetti?
Motherfucking
white people spaghetti, okay. Like red sauce, hamburger meat, and noodles. Right.
Yeah. Because I dated an Italian chick once who I told her about my spaghetti,
was she from the Niagara Falls area?
No,
this is a real girl
from Washington. Yeah.
Okay.
And she another state though. Shit.
It's a pen pal thing. You touched her before?
Well, yeah.
You wrote letters?
Lived with her.
Oh, okay. That's real.
But she lost her shit and told me off about spaghetti. Real spaghetti. It doesn't have hamburger meat. It doesn't have beef. It uses sausage. This whole thing.
I told her shut the fuck up. Go back to Washington.
She was hot as fuck.
So?
She could say whatever she wanted.
Yeah. I would slap the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Call her my cousin.
Yeah. Call her my cousin. Yeah.
That's when you get real freaky. I'm down for freaky shit.
I would have fucking straight up asked
her. I'm not even
her.
Pretending about cousins.
I will call a bitch
though.
Daddy.
That's weird.
In bed.
Call her daddy.
Oh, yeah.
You play the role.
Wow. Yeah. I'd ask her where mom's urn was.
Oh.
Terry wears one high heel and wants you to stick the pit bull on. Oof. You're failing right now. So, you know, you're supposed to keep us on track and we're fucking you up.
No, you're not. Self-sabotage. I'm still in 1842 because Poe and his aunt watched Virginia sing, and then she coughed up a drop of blood while she was singing.
Playing the piano.
And like his mother, his foster mother, she had consumption.
That's
why he banged her at 12, because he knew that she had much time
left.
Well, he went with the old ones. He was with the old ladies. He was with the cougars running around. He was with the cougar. He went on that cruise where you did the cougar cruise.
Yeah, he didn't fuck with anybody his own age.
Yeah, and then he found out like, oh, damn, the old ones are dying, so I got to get young. Yeah. And his cousin, like, you got to keep it in the blood, too. Like, that's what the royal family does. Like, there's only what you got to do, right?
He had steak.
Well,
he just wanted some veal.
From Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
And he wanted some of that veal, some of that deer meat. And he went after
that's
it.
Not
some
deer
of that
meat.
Yeah, veal.
That's venison.
Venison. Yeah.
Veal's not deer
veal's
meat.
Veal beef,
is.
Huh?
Veal's baby cow.
Baby cow.
It's like little baby cow that gets kept in a little box. And
it's
so it doesn't move around so that it doesn't develop any muscular structure. So it stays tender.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Like the Kobe Bryant beef.
Yeah.
Ooh. Only made out of black cows.
That's where they massage it.
So
anyway, he spent the next 5 years in hell caring for her and watching his wife die, basically.
Yeah, that sucks.
And during that time, the Raven was actually appeared in the New York Evening Mirror, and he became famous.
Mad famous, but he only made $14.
See, okay. $9. I read 14. I knew you were going to say that because I saw that too. It said 9.
So he read the other source that I didn't read.
Yeah, it's either 9 or 14.
Yeah.
One of those.
Not very much. Not very much. When he was making $10 a month in the military.
Right.
So he made basically a little over
salary.
Little over a month's salary.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
And this was a couple
years
later.
But he struggled and while he was watching his wife die, he struggled trying to just keep food and like
keep everything.
Keep warm.
Keep himself together.
Like keep her warm. And also I was going to mention, we didn't talk about when he was in college, he had so little money, he was burning his furniture in his room.
Right, but
to
it
stay
wasn't
warm.
His furniture.
No. Yeah. It was the college's furniture. Like, he was taking apart his shit and burning it. Like, but like, how much do we take for granted in the lives that we have? You know what I mean? Even if you don't have money in your account, you know what I mean? Like, are you ever fucking this bad? You know what I mean? No, like, you're not.
Terry's like, I have no money, but I'm not burning my furniture.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you still have a computer.
You can make that choice, but then you can't say, oh, poor me. You know, I don't have anything.
I'm not saying
you chose that.
I'm not saying that there aren't people that don't do that.
Right.
I mean,
no,
you have fucking, there's people out there, but.
Do you think there's a such thing as successful creative people without tragedy? It's like every time you watch VH1, it's always behind the music. They always had to overcome some shit. They were addicted to drugs.
Look at Oprah.
Everybody
fucking
died.
We talked about Oprah.
Yeah.
She had a fucked up ass childhood.
She was engineered by the government.
You know what though? You know what I thought about? Right. And that kind of made me think about like this. Like, this fool had a tragic upbringing. Cause even though he had like kind of a normal childhood,
his whole life was
fucked. Like, he never could stay away from tragedy. And you look at other people who are in the same boat, right. Like a lot of musicians and a lot of writers and stuff. And I was like, man, I had a fucked up childhood, and I think I just didn't have enough tragedy to be able to like
to be
push
the
myself. Yeah. To be, yeah. Well, no, I am that. I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
But in order to take the next step,
you could have been the Dre of podcasting.
Yeah. Cause at the end of this, like I have to kill myself, you know what I mean? Like, or something bad has to happen. You know, like we have to die on an airplane or something, you know, like
a little like, plane, like Richie Valens.
Yeah. Yeah. Buddy Holly. Yeah. Like, well, like he where does this end? You know,
like a quote from his was, "I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity."
Yeah.
So like that pretty much sums it up.
Well, and look at Tesla, kind of the same way. Like he had everything fucking taken from him, and he went insane.
And I think he liked birds
shit.
Too.
He did the Raven. Well, that's right.
And
you know?
Cats. He had cats. Like they would sit on his shoulder while he wrote and stuff too. Yeah. So
I thought about Chris.
That's a thing.
About who?
Chris, because he loves cats.
Dude, that's weird, man. I love my friend Chris. He is a fucking grown ass cat lady, man.
Oh yeah,
what's wrong with that?
See, hey.
What?
Sometimes you gotta surround yourself with
those are fine. Those are shoes.
Yeah, these are my boat shoes, my Toms.
Those are just the brand Toms. You're not wearing ballerina slippers right now. That motherfucker, if you're not a 90-year-old Asian man that teaches kung fu, a female.
A 90-year-old Asian man.
Or a female. You're not allowed to wear the shoes he wears.
He does. He pulls it off though, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he still gets girlfriends. I don't see him walking around with boyfriends yet.
There's also some quotes that Poe had that was like the one that was attributed to Benjamin Franklin. And I can't remember. I think it was the "all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream."
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been a different one.
You're fucking up. You better do some research.
Sorry.
I'll start reading quotes if you don't know.
Oh my God.
Well, no, I have his quotes, but there was one that was attributed to like Benjamin Franklin, and it was a pretty popular one. Might have even been.
You didn't have it, did you? So he was infatuated pretty much his whole life with finding out what lies beyond death. But
that's really good. I was like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah. And pretty much his whole life was surrounded by death. You know what I mean? So like that gave him that infatuation. And the same thing with his, you know,
I can't live in that space, dude. I try to avoid the thought at any fucking cost, man. I don't even like, so, I had a problem going to sleep for a while because I was like closing my eyes and like, I was like, I started thinking about death when I'm going to sleep. Yeah.
So like, and that's how like, I feel that when we die, we just die. Like it's like an animal. Like
I don't believe,
you just go to sleep, you know,
dude,
like you'll
Netflix,
never know.
And I'm like, yeah, I try to comfort myself with that, but I'll be on Netflix. So, I'm like not watching that fucking Brad Pitt movie.
I've had
Life or whatever. Like I'm not watching that. He's going to die.
I've had the life, you know, the almost dying experience. You know what I mean? Like,
he choked on three dicks.
I did.
It's true.
It was rough.
There's a movie. It's hard to
actually,
find.
Actually, it was smooth, but, yeah, you know, and I don't know. How do you feel about that, Terry? Like, what do you think happens? Like,
part of me wants to believe that there's something there, but it's also
I think
like
everybody
selfish.
Does.
Yeah, like I want to see people that are gone that I've lost.
Yeah, everybody.
I
want
to be able to, you know, hang out with them again, and
that won't happen. But, even the Bible tells you that doesn't happen. You won't know when you go to heaven. In the Bible, even you won't know the people that you knew, you know what I mean? It's so like, it's a weird thing. I understand that, but I'm saying like, that's an ancient, you know, that comes from old, you know, like 150 years ago or something like that. Right. I don't even know where it came from.
I just think it's over, man. I think we're fucking, it's just into the tunnel. Bye bye. Gone. We're nothing but fucking.
Yeah.
As much as I'd organisms. Like another night with Miss McGee.
Yeah.
I think we're worm food.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So,
I'll drink to that.
God.
Anyway, so he was.
Terry's just gonna snap.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. Poe was infatuated with what lies beyond death, which I think I'm kind of infatuated with like what's outside the earth. You know what I mean? Right. Like, not necessarily. I don't know. UFOs.
It's a firmament. It's just
you know,
water.
Extraterrestrials. Like, is there another planet out there that has the same type
There's
of settings?
There's gotta
as us?
Be aliens
I don't know.
Out there.
And, I don't know. Does there
chances.
Have to be?
Hell
there doesn't
yes.
have to be.
Well, that's true.
But. There could be like, who knows, but like, I'm kind of infatuated with that death. Not so much. I really don't care. Like, I don't want to die. Like,
so you probably wouldn't move to New York in 1846 like Poe did.
No, probably not.
Okay.
No,
but he did. I mean, he worked 16 hours a day and still had no fucking money.
Yeah.
So like he took
that's
his
a passion.
Wife there.
You know what I mean? That's a passion.
Yeah.
It's a passion.
Know, man.
He would. Yeah. Know. That's where Brad had skipped it about. He was like one of the earliest people to try to make money just off writing and support himself.
Probably the first person.
But the problem is during that time, we didn't have copyright laws in place. And so what I read was that Europe like would steal writings.
No, we would.
Oh, yeah.
we would still ship from Britain.
Well, and that's why.
Because the copyright claims were like there was nothing.
Or vice versa. Yeah. Like we would just, they would just publish whatever rather than pay.
Yeah. Instead
writers,
of paying Poe for like original work, they'd be like, no, we're just going to steal this shit that we got from London. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so I mean, horrible time to be a writer. Horrible time to choose to be a writer.
It was the Napster times. It was fucking. Yeah,
it was.
Metallica Lars was freaking out back then.
He would have been like, so mad.
Yeah. I think in true artist fashion, though, Poe. I mean, it just is what it is. Like Leonardo da Vinci, you know what I mean? Michelangelo, like these guys didn't make
DiCaprio.
A whole lot of money. Yeah, right. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, who was the painter that didn't even sell a painting?
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. I mean, you have Andy Warhol was not making any
that
money, you know, like
I would debate his artistic talent.
I don't know. I think it's art is in the eye of the beholder.
That's true.
You know what
That's
I mean?
True. I shouldn't say that.
If somebody buys a piece of art that he says is art and they buy it, then it's art, you know,
the Supreme shit that's going on with the Supreme where they put like the name Supreme on a fucking hammer and sell it for $17,000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
what the fuck?
That's just because it's worth what
that's because people are
it's worth what
well it's worth what somebody's willing to pay for. Like this podcast is free because it's what
it's,
people are willing to pay for.
But it's gold. It's like
yeah, and
audio
when we die,
gold.
Like if we die, then it's going to be great. Like you know, but he was the father of the detective story. He wrote a Sherlock Holmes style detective story before Sherlock Holmes, which ended in an ape. Killing these prostitutes.
Spoiler alert.
But yeah, if you haven't read it, an ape does it all. So I think it's fantastic. And he is basically the father of like horror as we kind of know it. You know, like he created a genre that didn't really exist. I mean, I
don't think we'd be friends. I wouldn't go to his barbecue probably.
I wouldn't.
He was also an early adopter of the science fiction genre too.
Yes.
Yeah. I started looking. He has something called the balloon hoax.
The balloon.
Yeah. I wanted to watch it. Yeah. And I started listening to like a reading of it, and it was super technical. Like I was like, fuck.
Yeah. People believe the fuck out of it. The newspaper even like they printed it had to repeat or print a retraction a few days later.
Because they thought it was real?
Yeah. Well, everybody thought it was real, even the people reading it.
Yeah.
What I didn't get to finish watching it. It was saying something about a balloon flying across the
crossing the Atlantic Ocean
in
3 days.
Yeah. And he just made it up that it happened.
Yeah, he just completely made it up.
Okay. It's some Orson Welles before Orson Welles.
Yes, exactly.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of the thing that he did all these things like that are accredited to our modern day writing. He
They said cryptography is based off of some of his shit somehow.
Yes.
I didn't find,
not
what was that
based
about?
On. He was interested in cryptography and he wanted to like make it be the next big thing in America. So he used it in one of his stories.
They go to crypto
the
clubs.
Bug, or was it? Hold on. I got it written here. Da, 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 da. Yeah, the gold bug.
Gold bug.
The gold bug. Because he incorporated like ciphers as an essential part of the story itself.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Bitcoin art thing that someone solved and got $50,000?
No, but Bitcoin's going under.
I saw
that
shit. I've seen a lot of that.
It's crashing.
Uh-oh.
Crashing and burning, baby.
Pulling their money. So I was looking too. He was also kind of he was on to like modern understanding like psychosis. What is it? Of modern, like the modern psyche before anybody was doing it. Like, I mean, he wasn't a psychologist or anything, but the way that he wrote his stories, he understood the psyche like better than anybody of his time. And that's kind of accredited to him too, about how these stories are being written nowadays are based on like what he did in his stories back then.
Yeah. NCS Miami wouldn't even exist.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. So no, I just find
thing?
It.
Did I say that right?
NCIS. Yeah,
I guess those shows. By the way, those things drive me.
You watch. Like you watch Bones. That's the one.
No,
you watch.
Well, I don't.
Bones
Warehouse.
Right. Bones,
Warehouse.
Okay. Bones.
Warehouse 13.
Here's my problem with like NCIS and the fucking all that shit is they're so bullshit.
Well, it's a show.
I know, but it should have somebody on the payroll that shouldn't sit there and say, okay, don't do that. That's not what would happen. Like.
Yeah,
same
but then
with,
that's
like,
not
medical
cool though.
Shows.
Like if
I don't
you
want
sit
to see
there
a doctor give somebody a fucking spinal tap and then lift them up and be like, stand up now, walk down to your room.
See, but it wouldn't be very fun to watch if they had to lay there for 3 weeks.
Plus, if everyone found out, they couldn't really take a picture of your license plate and enhance, and then clear that up and enhance and then catch you. Everyone would be committing crimes because they know they'd get away with it.
I mean, you can still watch Forensic Files. Like, I fucking love Forensic Files, and at least that's based on actual forensic.
Yeah, medicine, but the thing that makes those is the guy's voice. That's all it is. Yeah, the guy talking.
That's true.
It's like little Snooki.
I watch that shit when I go to sleep.
Little Snooki rolls over on his friend Big Ed. Like, you know, like that's
that's the 24 hours.
We're watching
one.
Different shows.
No, that's 48 hours.
Or 48 hours, yeah.
Those are funny. Yeah. God, and they just filmed that motherfucker ratting his friend out. Yeah. Just fucking on film. God damn, that fool gets fucked up later.
It's good stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I found Edgar Allan Poe dark, and his life sucked. Like, and partially because he made it that way. Like, he could have probably held a job and still worked, but would his work have been as good as it was if he worked?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Peter Pecker could pick some pickles. Sweaty.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you want to get to death?
He died.
We're already at death?
Yeah, the death.
He died. It's quick.
Jesus Christ.
It's quick. He died. He literally was like going. He tried to court some women. And you know, because he literally couldn't live without a woman. Like, it's pretty much that was it. Like, he had to have a woman by his side.
Jerking off was not allowed.
He tried one time to put some lipstick on it. Well, and
what do you got that we're missing?
He
here,
said
Terry?
That when I was young and filled with folly, I fell in love with melancholy. But I mean, there's different things.
A melon. He fucked a cantaloupe.
he fucked a cantaloupe.
That's what that means.
Yeah, that's American pie. Yeah.
Or he likes smashing pumpkins the whole lot.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, despite all his rage, he's still just a Nicolas Cage. Yeah. What do you got? You're over there fucking around.
Yeah. You said you got shit. We were trying to talk about him dying.
Skip ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know what happened if you had a highlighter, what would be happening?
Hey, did we skip ahead 4 pages? Like, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to talk about the Sarah Elmira Shelton.
Okay.
But it was just a rekindled relationship that he had. So, I mean, it really wasn't all that important. Or interesting.
Like I said, though, he was just trying to find a woman. Like, he even went after some ugly ones. I seen the drawings. Like, he went after, like, there was like 1,000 beautiful girls and 3 ugly ones, and like, he went after those too. And
those are cheaper,
I guess. But they turned him down.
No one got close enough to kiss tuberculosis.
Yeah,
on.
Well, because he was trying to court like a rich. Yeah, she was rich. She had a bunch of money. She had land. And he finally got her to say that she would marry him.
She had land. She probably had alpacas.
And then she wanted a prenup. And he was like, fuck you, bitch. And he bounced. What happened?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Keep going.
He mixed up all his notes. He's got UFO notes. There's UFO notes. Edgar Allan Phoenix lights.
Yeah.
So
I guess now they know.
They do. I let it out.
Doesn't matter.
So he dies. And there's some mystery concerning his death. So he's found in the street, like, just delirious.
Yep.
And then someone said found in the street. Someone said found in a ditch. So I saw conflicting things there.
I mean, the guy that found him said that he found him delirious, regardless where it was.
Yeah, the official story, they attribute his death to possible alcohol, brain congestion, whatever the fuck that is, like
brain
swelling of your brain.
Yeah.
Brain congestion, cholera, drugs, heart disease. One of those motherfuckers. There's a list everywhere.
He just died pretty much.
I think he was taking.
They never ruled out murder.
I think he was taking a prescription medication for eczema. And those are the side effects.
He was probably drinking. Was it? What did they drink back then?
Somebody else's soiled clothes?
Yeah.
They drink like absinthe and stuff, or like embalming fluid. Like, he's probably just drinking some horrible shit.
Probably the same shit we do, just without the fucking MSGs.
Wasn't like, didn't some of the stuff during the bootleg era, didn't it kill people?
Oh yeah, make you
blind. Well,
yeah,
that could have,
they were making like bathtub gin and shit.
Yes, I mean, he could have been getting some backyard
So here's what happened.
Well, that's the thing. Are you going into the cooking thing? Okay.
So he's actually found delirious in a ditch next to a voting poll location. Wearing someone else's clothes. He's not wearing his clothes. Ooh. He's delirious. He's babbling. He kept saying someone's name. I can't remember what the name was that he said, but it all kind of makes sense based off of this theory. Someone thinks that he was part of something called cooping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cooping. And that is the practice of kidnapping people and forcing them to vote multiple times
wearing
disguises.
Yeah,
and paying
so
them.
His clothes.
And then paying them.
Yeah.
With alcohol.
Which could be some fucked up fake alcohol from the bathtub, maybe.
Yeah.
Which,
so
plus,
that,
I mean,
that
he
explains
an alcoholic. So.
He's drunk.
His clothes.
Yeah. He's drunk. His change of
he's
clothes.
He's babbling some name that no one knows. It could be what
like
his name's
Reynolds?
Supposed to be.
Reynolds.
That's what it was. Yeah. Reynolds. So maybe he's yelling the name to be like, my name's Reynolds, because he's supposed to vote that way. And he's
or that was a dude that had the whiskey, and he's like, "Where the fuck is Reynolds? I need another shot."
Yeah. Maybe, but that's funny. They kidnap you, then pay you though. They're like,
"Well, they got to keep you quiet."
They're like, yeah. "Hey, you're gonna do this. Just stay calm."
Yeah, you gotta, do it.
Like they would kidnap and bum rush like bums and stuff. So it'd be like, "We're just gonna haul you up off the street and to keep you from screaming about being kidnapped."
That's technically how we got Terry down here.
Yeah.
That's we offered true, him other shit that he didn't get, pizza. But we gave him whiskey instead. Yeah.
Maybe Tom pizza was downstairs. Yeah. It's not here. There's no pizza.
Tacos would have worked.
Tacos. Spaghetti tacos, definitely.
No, hit him spaghetti like, tacos. You, are you horrible, kidding me?
I'm telling you.
So I didn't get the
I'm going to tell you the same thing that I tell my kids. I don't eat gross food.
Go to bed.
Okay.
That's what he's going to say. Yeah. No, I used to eat spaghetti sandwiches.
I'll be in a minute.
It's kind of similar.
Buttered like wheat bread that we had, like whatever with. No, because like we just have, like, does anyone want bread or whatever? I'm telling you, whatever sandwich bread was over there and we had spaghetti,
I wouldn't eat wheat.
We would just have bread.
I wouldn't do wheat bread.
You still wouldn't eat wheat bread?
White, so, nah. Did you guys read anything about Rufus Griswold?
Yes. So, bread?
That little bitch.
Poe dies.
Am I doing good at derailing you? I feel like I'm doing good. Doing
so Poe dies. That's the theory that the voting thing, and that sounds pretty solid. I did filthy. Pretty solid.
Filthy.
Like a pretty solid theory is what I was trying to say. And I said solid theory. But then his obituary comes out. And what was the thing he gave? What was it called? It was like something weird, a weird name. He gave all the rights to Griswold. Griswold owned all of the right to Poe's poetry. He called him it was like the executioner.
So you're thinking,
or something. There's a weird word where he gave Griswold actually had the rights, but Griswold didn't like Poe.
Yeah.
So he tries to, in death, write all these fucking crazy things about him, right? So he writes super negative shit and tries to expose him with letters of when he was addicted to drugs.
Wait. Poe is doing this about Griswold?
No. Dies. Griswold did this after Poe died.
Okay. An anonymous obituary comes out and everybody reads it, and it's kind of not in a good light. What is that?
No, I don't know.
It says something about this might surprise a lot of people, but nobody would care, basically.
Right. Like, he talks about him being like an alcoholic and a drug addict.
A drag queen, an alcoholic and a drag queen.
So, he basically, it's a smear campaign that Poe can't defend himself. He's dead. Yeah. And this guy's like, you know, he's trying to make him look bad in death. But what he ends up doing is creating like this allure around it because people are fucking freaky.
Yeah.
And they want to know about this weird ass drug addict, cousin fucking alcoholic, you know, the dark side of the mystery of Poe. And so it creates allure and everyone, it like sells better than anything.
Yeah.
And it turns out later I read that some of those letters were probably most likely fabricated by Griswold. They weren't even really letters from Poe when he was addicted to drugs.
Right.
So in an attempt to smear him.
But people still believe some made of the him more stuff famous. That he created as lies too.
I think it's to date still like the best-selling thing though, because I think it's the only published like biography or something technically, because Griswold owned the rights to it, which I can't remember what the term was. They said something weird. It sounded like executioner, but it's not that. It was a weird term I had not heard.
Triple executioner.
There's a bunch of weird terms they had.
So did you have more on Griswold, or was that what you're?
No, that was it. That was it.
No, you stole it, Brent. That was it.
That's kind of. I actually.
Thanks.
I didn't read any of that. I read that he had given his stuff the rights to something, but it was kind of like,
deep in earth, my love is lying, and I must sleep alone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm digging in here to see if I can find that word, but I cannot. I'm going to say it.
He had some pretty cool quotes. Like one was, there is no exquisite beauty without some strangeness in the proportion.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a thing.
He liked big girls.
He liked girls with crooked noses. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. He liked Jews.
Oh, he was getting busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I think he just liked curves, what he was saying there. The other one, he fucked curves? Watermelons. This one, give me some more. What else you got?
The melancholy.
The Brent breakdown.
He also said that all religion, my friend, is simply evolved out of fraud, fear, greed, imagination, and poetry.
It speaks for itself. Yeah.
So
fucking.
And then he also said, "Leave my loneliness unbroken." So I mean, he kind of fell in love with the heart being heartbroken.
Well,
that's the single for my next album.
Is it really?
Yeah. I got rights.
Damn,
so I talked
to
the Griswold family. Yeah.
Can we hear it after this episode? Is that what you're going to play, Brad?
Maybe.
Ooh.
So
that's a lot of pressure.
No. Yeah.
We got to try to pull that off. What was it called again? Say that one more time.
It was "Leave My Loneliness Unbroken."
Oh, of course I know that. That's my.
That's his theme song.
That was my track.
Yeah. He walks into a room and it plays.
It's kind of Red Hot Chili Peppers ish.
No, it's horrible.
It's not. What do you?
Are you gonna follow it up with "Years of Love Have Been Forgot in the Hatred of a Minute"?
That's too much for a song line. That's a line
is
in
it,
a song.
Is it a line from
that's
the
not
song?
A song title.
I was reading the booklet that you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read that again.
The album jacket.
Read that again. What was that again?
That one was Years of Love Have Been Forgot in the Hatred of a Minute.
Yeah.
The forgot thing kind of.
I seen your mom's urn over there. I was up in it.
Damn.
That was the next.
Yeah, there's going to have to be some funk guitar. I think I have to get the wah pedal.
Rub some funk on it.
Yeah.
All right. So is that all we got?
Yeah.
That's all the Poe.
So strange, creepy, sad.
Macabre, just to get to use the word.
Yeah, macabre.
The corner macabre.
I can never, I hear people say that and I see the word and it just doesn't go right. Like, I know, it doesn't
you want to
well.
Say macabre.
Yeah, macabre. Yeah, macabre.
That's why I say debris. I like saying debris.
Yeah, debris. Yeah, macabre.
Instead of debris.
Yeah.
We ruined everyone with Skellington. Everyone is saying Skellington now.
They wanted it, though.
It's comfortable.
It's something inside your heart. Skellington. Everybody loves Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. So like, they reach for it, and they're like, I'm taking that. And
but this has nothing
it.
To do with that. It's just
I didn't even know it was on that. Yeah.
His name is Jack Skellington, I think, is his name.
It just rolls off the tongue better.
It's just nice. It's smooth. It's like a good whiskey.
Remember to spade and neuter your kids?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking drunk. Don't you?
One drink. He didn't even drink the rest of that brown sugar shit.
No, and it's like 30 proof or something too. It's like fucking.
It was 60 proof.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Which is only 30%.
30% alcohol.
Yeah, 30%
sugar.
I think 30% Malibu.
Whiskey.
What's Malibu like?
40%
more
water.
Than that. Like, you put this shit in your freezer and it's going to get slushy or not. Probably even freeze.
We have Bacardi right there. That's 151 though. That's not going to be good.
That'll make this. Yeah, that'll add a little spice.
You want to thin it out?
Yeah, we could
start mixing some fucking bottles.
Mm.
We have to add 151 to it. Put some Everclear in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do have Everclear.
Let's do that next
round. That's a drop of Everclear. Oh, God.
You want to do something?
That's going
to
get
rough.
I'm down. All right. So thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Who was the winner again?
Oh, wait. Visitor? I do have, just for the end, again, I didn't say where we're going to be at, huh?
No.
So this weekend, because this is where we'll be, the show comes out. So this weekend, Saturday, February 17th.
This weekend?
That's next weekend, yeah, I believe.
Well,
no.
No. Next weekend, two weekends. Yeah. So 2 weeks away. There's the, you can go to kcpodcon.com. I believe Sam Colper set that up. Somebody did, but there's going to be a bunch of podcasts there. And if you're in the Kansas City, Missouri area, we will be there. It's going to be at 7 p.m.
I
at
won't.
The Big Rip Brewery. There's a Comic-Con going on, a paranormal con. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Probably a lot of people shooting each other in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hope not.
Some hangings, maybe. But we'll be there. Breakers, Ectoplasm Show, Stereo 51, Paranormal Frequencies, Just the Worst Podcast with Patty Larson, CHM, I don't know what that is, Language of Bromance, Meet Me in the Woods, and Do It Doug will be there. I'm sure others, they keep adding to the list. So if you're into those podcasts, if you like us and you want to meet us, me and Brent will be there. My hologram looks real.
That is impressive.
It actually can shake your hand. Yeah. Hug you and grab your ass.
You did all that with a 3D printer, though, right?
We did.
Okay.
It's called haptic feedback response.
Yes.
Holography, which is a new technology that I'm working on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's getting better, too. Yeah. Every time. Yeah. So in Chicago is the first time I used it.
Can jerk me off with it?
You'd
be like shake a hand, dude.
It's kind of ghosty.
I'll pay.
It depends on how much pressure you need. If you're desensitized, it's not going to work.
We won't do any pictures, no video, nothing like that. I just, the experience is all I'm after.
Yeah.
With two fingers and a thumb, I heard.
So, so you go to kcpodcon.com.
Pinkies out.
And check that out. It shows you where it's at and the time and all that good stuff. So, and then there's also, I've seen a trend on Facebook in our group.
Seen it.
There's people that think we care about their middle name. Chelsea Sarah Helium, Emma Victoria Warren, and Eric Christopher Hefty. Like, we don't give a shit what your middle name is. Like, why are you putting your middle name on Facebook?
There's some creepers that are trying to get people's phone number and everyone's falling for it. Like, they did some shit where, like, hey, put this word to the numbers in your phone number and it makes this thing. And so far they have your area code and they have the last four digits of your phone number. You guys are dumb.
I have a problem with people that fall for shit like that, or the ones that are like, take the year you were born.
Yeah.
Minus your age. Now add your age twice and you'll get this year. And people are like, oh my fucking God, it worked.
It's math, bitch.
Calm down.
Jim Copperfield.
Terry's mad at Facebook right now.
I'm just getting angry.
We were talking about it earlier. He's mad at it. So those things are going on. Should be fun. Check us out on Instagram at SofaKingBrad, at SofaKingBrent, and at SofaKingDave, who is not here, who's absent. And Terry, do you Instaberry? What's your Instaberry?
Thief of Dreams.
At Thief of Dreams. Check us out on Facebook at Sofa King Podcast. And also, if you'd like to join the unofficial Sofa King group, where we frequent and talk shit to people. Brent always says nice stuff or laughs. He's a weirdo.
He awkwardly laughs and offers niceties.
So just go to Facebook and search unofficial SK Ultra and it'll pop up.
And I'm be sure prepared to answer some questions and don't skip them.
If you don't answer those questions, I'm not letting you in. I will fucking hit no. Yeah. Just answer. It's two questions. Just do it.
I usually go in there. I usually go in there. I let the people in who don't have answered the questions. I go in there. I'm like, three people, no questions answered. Enter. Yeah. Let's see what shit we can start.
Yeah.
Fucking shit's going to start flying around.
I had to defuse a fight. I put a picture of Princess Bride of them fucking fencing. I saw that. And the loved one. One of the
I missed the fight, though, but I don't care.
And also, go to patreon.com/ForgeSnatch, Sofa King Podcast, and donate just a dollar. Like we always say, just give us a dollar. We do this. We spend time away from our families.
And there's some more Patreon shout outs coming up.
Oh, yeah. A couple if ideas. I think it's $10. If they do the $10, they can watch the
live video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So $10 live video.
So, I mean, if you want to see what these two sexy
and you get a t-shirt that you can't buy.
Yeah. And you get a t-shirt you can't buy.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we,
And early access.
Yep.
Yep.
Which you can get for $5 too, right? The early access part.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a good salesman, Jerry.
You are.
Right on.
Yeah. Solid. I'm going to sign up. I don't even need to. I can grab whatever I want up there.
You need to do sponsors.
I wore three shirts. I wore three
shirts. Man, this is like a tongue tangled.
Yeah, it is. That's knives. What fucking maple syrup bourbon does to you.
Or a couple of glasses of this other one.
We got diabetes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Brent's like 7 glasses in.
No.
We were like 30 minutes into the podcast.
That was water. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor. They're available at most major grocery stores, the Walmart and Target. You can go onto their website at elyucateco.com and they have a gear store. You can buy El Yucateco gear.
They have cool shit too. Yeah. Like not just hot sauce.
They actually do. Yeah. They have cool t-shirts and
they got a little barbecue thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And human trafficking.
Someone's getting that barbecue. I actually owe someone a barbecue. I did a contest for a barbecue and I owe someone. I got to go back and catch back up, but I was just busy fixing computers and shit, man. I won't say. And
you mean working at PetSmart?
Yeah, working at PetSmart. Yeah, fucking stalker. I don't know who that person was. Somebody took a picture of the shop.
I did see it. Yeah. I mean, when I had said that, I noticed more people from Bakersfield. And we don't promote in Bakersfield
at all on purpose.
We try not to.
Yeah, I want to shop for groceries without the China ladies.
I tried to put a sticker on my truck and Brent tore it off. He was like, no.
It's for your own good.
Yeah.
Someone did recognize Terry, though. Like, they're like, wait, this is Terry fucking McGee? It happened a couple times, actually. The Terry McGee? Fondue Fountain Terry McGee? Yeah. I told him, welcome to fucking your new life, man.
That's what happens when I walk around without a t-shirt.
You going to Kansas City with us?
That brony tattoo gives it away. If you're paying.
You have to walk. That's expensive. We got to buy 2 first class seats.
Yeah. He's not lying.
Virgin twice. Yeah, Virgin Atlantic just, they made planes with beds, like private booths now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So what do I got to do for this fucking ticket? You got private planes and booths and shit and leg wraps.
Mm-hmm. Just go sit in first class. They won't even know you're there because your skin's blue from lack of circulation and it says Eddie Bauer on your saddlebag.
That was fucked up.
That was.
I'm trying to do sponsors, you fuckers. We're waiting on you. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. Thanks to printdirtcheap.com, you can visit their website and use code SOFAKING to save some money on printed goods. They do stickers, banners, letterheads, business cards. I actually don't know. That's up to debate. I was told one thing.
I thought it was 10%
cards instead of another. I don't know. You save money. You don't pay full
$10 or 10%.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't pay full price.
I don't think it could be a dollar figure because what if you only get like $10 worth of shit?
Then save $10. I don't know.
Gonna be.
Boom.
I don't know. Bam.
It would be 10
bada boom, bada bing.
Over something. I don't know.
Right.
Point is, if you need shit, they sell it and you can get a discount if you use our code and we get credit for that.
Don't forget about the discount either, like I did, because I'm an idiot.
If you buy shit, use the code, Sofa King. Thank you to Daily Own Graphics. He does all of our silkscreen goods. He won't do yours.
Did you ever get to talk to him about the coasters?
Koozies. Now I got home with a K on my hand and I was like, is that how you spell koozies? Yeah. What was that for? And I couldn't remember what the K on my hand was for. And so I washed that
for kindness.
Promptly, for kindness. I was like, be kind to someone. I did a couple good deeds, didn't get any koozies. Yeah. That's what happened. But thank you to Daily Own Graphics. Thank you to Digital Creations. They do photo gifts and heat pressed goods. Mm-hmm. They can do one-off stuff. So if you need one of something and not 12 of something, they can do that, but they can also do 12 of something.
Cardboard cut out of your mom's urn.
They do coffee mugs and like travel mugs. Actually, I have a cool travel mug from back in the day. We used to have like Sofa King travel mugs. And then I saw they have those trendy ass like metal water bottles right now. That are like stainless steel, but they're still printed on.
Those are all the rage. Basic bitch water bottles.
Exactly.
Doesn't that rub off? Chris,
are you mad about Chris carrying around one of those water bottles wearing Toms?
Did he have one of those water bottles on top of him?
Yeah.
This motherfucker. Ooh. We're gonna have to be like just friends inside the shop, dude. I can't let anyone know outside of this.
Damn.
I love him, but I don't know if I love him in public. You know.
I understand.
Not in the shoes. It's just if I meet someone, I'm like, he's like, hey, nice to meet you. This is my buddy Chris. Look at those fucking shoes. I gotta just trash him right away.
Fucking shoes. Can you believe this guy's a grown man? Wears some fucking
that's fucking
some Jesus slippers.
Yeah. If you're he's trying to make the like good deed claim, like some kid in Africa got some shoes. Bitch, get some real shoes and buy 10 pairs of fucking shoes for some African kids. You want to be a good guy.
About them sponsors.
Yeah. Thank you to, last but not least, Dan motherfucking Camarillo at Camarillo Jiu Jitsu. You can log into armhunter.com to get instructional DVDs and apparel. And if you're in the Bakersfield area, since apparently our grocery store immunity is over,
you can get your arm broke.
We're Bakersfield famous. You can go try to choke people and get your arm broke while you do it. You sign the waiver. It's nobody's fault but your own. But if it doesn't happen, it's fun doing it and it's a good workout. And you might learn how to protect yourself.
My knee is destroyed.
Mine too. Which knee is yours?
My left knee.
We could do
which
it.
Was my good knee. And at my back. My dude, I was at work.
We can't do it.
I was fucking at work.
Same knee.
Yeah, I was at work the Friday. My rib came out. Like, I was just like.
That's where I had that same
fucking
problem.
Randomly popped out.
Oh, dude. Yeah, my rib.
That sounds fucking painful.
Come the fuck out.
Can't breathe, right?
Yeah, can't breathe. It fucking hurts.
Yeah, I had that from the
roller. Can't move certain ways.
My famous roller coaster injury from fucking 97, bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to finish this and it's just not.
Put it back. Ready? I'm going to do like my kid does cough syrup. Are you ready? On three.
Right, finish
one,
it up. One,
two, three, go.
All right. You slammed it down and don't be a retard.
Causing trouble. Someone grab a fucking muzzle.